We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Vav Amud Aleph. We are beginning 10 lines from the top. The beginning of the line is Vafilu Saris. We're in our Mishnah that says that 3 days, Lashon HaMishnah is, Fnei Eideyem Shalei V'chavim Shloish Yomim, before the holiday of the Goy, 3 days, also Lossays for Lossays. You're not allowed to do business 3 days before. Now, what does it mean 3 days before? Does it mean, let's say the holidays on a Tuesday? Does it mean Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday? Or does it mean Shabbos, Sunday, and Monday? 3 days before the holiday or 3 days including the holiday? By Elohu. Shloish Yom Hein Ve'edehem. Does it mean the 2 days and the holiday altogether? Three. Dilma Hein Ve'edehem. 3 days besides for the holiday. How many days before do you say Ozlo Moide, let's say Firashi, or Firashi, beginning of the Sugya, we'll see later on in the Gemara, or other Pshatim? How many days before do you have to worry about him associating it with this holiday? Tashima, we'll bring a raya. There's a sheet of Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah later on. Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, Shloisha Lefneim, Vishloisha Lachreim. Rabbi Shmuel says, not only 3 days before, but 3 days after as well as Aser. So if always 3 days means includes the Eideyem, so it doesn't make sense to stay 3 days before and 3 days afterwards, which includes the Yom Eideyem, you're double dipping. It's 3 days before and 2 days afterwards, because you can't say the three before mean Hein Ve'edeyem and three after Hein Ve'edeyem, so you're counting Eideyem twice.
You're
counting Yom Eideyem, both beginning and the end. So how can it be if 3 days means with the Eideyem? So how can you say you're counting those 3 days two times? And if the Gemara bets him, no, it could have said 2 days. But I did a ton of, really true. It could have said two afterwards, but since it said three before, so three afterwards, it includes the attack of double dips. It uses the day twice, but Lamaisa, it's not a riot to the Shaila. It could include Lifneim and it include the Yom Eideyem as well. Toshima, Chabing Narai. Domrav Tachlifa Bar Abdimi. Omar Shmuel. Yoim Rishoin Ledivre Rabbi Shmuel Oilam Asa. It comes out, Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, in places where they keep Yoim Rishoin Sunday as a holiday, the whole entire week will be Asa. Why? Because this is a raya that would mean 3 days before, which means like this, that 3 days before Sunday, which is Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, is Aser. And 3 days afterwards is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, is Aser. So the whole week is Aser. If it means Hein Ve'edeyem, so then you should have 2 days that you could do business. Why? Because only Friday and Shabbos, which is 2 days before Sunday, is also, and only Monday and Tuesday is also, but Wednesday and Thursday should be fine. He got above a chamisha. It's Wednesday and Thursday. It's mutter. The shari. So Gemara says, right. The leader of Shmuel is loikam abayale. We're not. The child is not fear of Shmuel. Here it's pashut. It means full 3 days. Dehim belay adayim. Kikam abayale. The rabbanon. Whole child is fear rabbanon. Now why does Shmuel hold the hold not like rabbanon? Only got me this. So the Ritva says, since we find Rabbi Shmuel's machmir, that even Gimel Yom Machareim is Aser, so it makes sense, he's a whole, that means a full 3 days. But according to the Rabbanon, who argue Rabbi Shmuel hold only for four, maybe it's also only 2 days. Now what does it mean, Yom Rishon? So there's a Girsa, it says Yom Noitzri. So someone wanted to tie in that this means like Sunday, what the Christians keep, the Sunday. It's be Aser the whole week, but the Rishon already speak out, the Meiri already speaks out, that the Noitzrim Shel Hayom, they don't really serve Avodah Zarah. They don't serve Avodah Zarah. And therefore, it doesn't apply. This halacha doesn't really apply to them that they now have to do 3 days before. And Yom Noitzri is referring to the Talmidim of Nebuchadnezzar. Noitzri is Lashon Nebuchadnezzar. That they used to serve, they used to be Ovid, the sun, the Chama. And they Sunday, like, guess from the name, S-U-N, Sunday, that's the sun. That was the day they used to call the holiday for the sun, for the Chama. And that in those we're talking those days, those people kept that day as the holiday 3 days before and 3 days afterwards. Because the whole week is also according to Rabbi Shmuel, referring to not the regular Sunday, referring to the Yom Aleph the Noitzri, which means of Nebuchadnezzar. It's certain Babylonian tribe that kept this Avodah Zarah that they served the sun. So I think about it. Kigon Bayli, what's luck of fear Abanan when it says 3 days? Does it mean including the Eideim or not? Amravina Toshma. The Mishnah later on says, the following are the holidays of the non-Jews. Kalando, Saturnaya, and Vikratosim. V'am Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Kalando is Ches Yom Achat Tkufa, 8 days after the Tkufa. which would mean that Tkufa turns at December 23rd. December 23rd is the shortest day of the year, and saying the next 8 days are the holiday. Saturnaya is Shmoyer Yom Lefnei Tkufa, before the Tkufa. V'simonech, and to remember which one's which, because in the Mishnah says the order is Kalan the Saturnaya, so which one's first? Actually, Saturnaya is first, and Kalanda is mentioned first. V'simonech, Ochor v'kedem Saratani. That even though Ochor is the second one, it's mentioned first, the Kalanda is one that's later. Now, Stam, before we see the Gemara further, so there's 8 days, holidays are 8 days long. The only problem is, if one's 8 days before the Tkufa, one's 8 days after the Tkufa, so they're right after each other, so it has a pass to say that 3 days before you can't do any business with them, they go together. It's really 16 days straight, it sounds like. Selling 16 days straight. 8 days before the Tkufa, 8 days after the Tkufa. So Tosha speaks out, in the Masa V'Yisaka Daitach, that there's a hefsik between Kalanda and Saturnaya. At least 2 days. And it says it makes sense, really, because where does these 8 days come from? The Gemara later on says that the 8 days come from that when Odom HaRishon saw the days getting shorter, he thought the world's coming to an end. And then when he saw after the Tkufa turned and started getting a little longer, he was all happy that it started getting longer. It makes sense that to December 24th, he didn't realize yet that the day's getting longer again. It takes a few days afterwards. So it makes sense that it took a few days afterwards. So the difference is between the two holidays, there's still a break. That's what Tosfos points out. Between these two sets of 8 days, there's a break. That's just a side point in Tosfos speak out. But let's get back to our Gemara. So we have here the Mishnah says later on, what are the Eidayim? The two Eidayim are Kalanda Saturnaya, and each one is 8 days long. Faith the Gemara, V'Sagadaitoch Heim Ve'Eidayim Asora Havo L'Chayro. If you always count to get what, if in our Mishnah, what's going on Eidayim? Okay, and what's the Eidayim of our Mishnah? We says it's Kalanda and Saturnaya. So in our first Mishnah, if it counts the Eidayim, it shouldn't say 3 days, it should say 10 days. Because the halacha really is 2 days before the holiday is Aser and the holiday itself. So our Mishnah say, Lefnei Eidayim Sevichavim, Asara Yamim Aser. Why Asara Yamim Aser? Because 2 days for the introduction, and then the 8 days of the holiday. That's the whole Gemara, yeah. Very good question. But that's the whole Gemara. What's the whole Gemara's clear now? Lefnei nuz yamim. Lefnei day means before and the 8 days itself. That's what it would be. So it would be 10 days. It would be 10 days. You know, it means with the 2 days before. So if we count the 8 days, then it's asar yamim. Besides the 8 days, asar have a. So the Gemara, Tano, Kula, Kalanda, Chad, Yoimbo, Choshula. Kalanda is considered all 1 day. That's the Gemara's Teretz. Do you want to see the Kasha inside with an explanation? You can see Tosfos. Visak Adaitach, look at Tosfos on the bottom. It's on the wide lines, second Tosfos in the wide lines. Visak Adaitach, Hemve Adayim, sorry, Yoimbo, have a Pirish. I am Vishlam, Vishlosh, Yoimbo, the Kachosh, Vitanam, Sisim, Ein, Yemeya, Eid, Vizu, Chesbainam. If you live 3 days, not part of the Chesbain. Elo lepa'amim, shiyim eid echad, oi shnayim, oi gun elu, these are eighth, nicha. Tash nagat la oila fe eid, also losses 3 days or four. But if you say, yeli yam, it's la oila im eid mechash, so shiyam hech to the basa hachi, ele herdehim kalanda, demash oz 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 That's the world's cash, it's 10. You can't be so misleading. If the 3 days include the 8, so depends on the 8. You can't just like give me 3 days. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara, no, the Gemara always considered the holiday 1 day. So 3 days means with the holiday, and the holiday here goes 8 days, but it always means 1 day. So we got out of that, Ryan. Amar Ravashi, I think the Mishnah's a Raya, which really what you ask. Amar Ravashi, Toshima, Lefnei Eidayim, Shevichavim, Shlosh Yom. Before the Eidayim, Shevichavim, was 3 days. V'isak, Adayatach, Heim Ve'Eidayim. If it was Heim Ve'Eidayim, list the Eidayim, Shevichavim, Shlosh Yom. She was like, what's Lefnei? Just say, Eidayim, Shevichavim, was 3 days. Maybe the reason why it says lefnei is to teach us that these 3 days, it starts from before. So listi, it should say, Edom shoivichovim gimel yom lefneim. Just say, Edom shoivichovim gimel yom lefneim. Why did it say lefnei edayim? It just said, edayim avichovim is 3 days and starts from before. Why did it say lefnei edayim? El shmamino, heim b'lo edayim shmamino. The bottom line is, Rav Asher's Raya is from the Lashon HaMishnah. The Mishnah says, before the edayim is 3 days. That means before the edayim. There's no reason why you say before edayim 3 days, unless you mean that. Because you could have said the Mishnah other ways. You want to just say that's 3 days, including the Edeim, and it starts from before. You could have said Edeim Shevuchavim Shloish Yom. Why did I say Lefnei Edeim Shevuchavim? It's obvious that we're saying Hain Beloy Edeim. That's clear. That when we say this, this Isser means before the Edeim, 3 days. Now comes the Gemara, and the Gemara goes into the pshat, the ikar pshat of the Mishnah. And Bar Elohu, this Isser, to do business 3 days before the holiday, what's the reason for this Isser? Bar Elohu, Mishum Har Vacha, Oidilma Mishum Lefnei Iver L'Sitei Mechshol. What does it mean, Mishum Har Vacha? The Ravach, Rashi says, Ravach Va'ozol, he makes money, and he goes, thanks his Avodah Zarah. Because of the Yid, this guy is thanking his Avodah Zarah, and therefore we're not allowed to do that. Or maybe the reason is, which means, you sell him a behema, and he makrivet Avodah Zarah, and Bnei Noach have an Isra of a Shev Mitzvah Noach do Avodah Zarah, and you put a stumbling block in front of him. You have an Isra of Bnei Noach do Avodah Zarah. And Rashi speaks out, even though the Gemara is saying that based on the bottom, the Omad ve'atiron, that Hashem was matir the Shev Mitzvah Noach, because they weren't Mekayim, that's only they shouldn't get tzchar. But they do get some kind of oinish for not doing it. And therefore, you have Yair Lifnei Iver by setting him up for the Zavari Zara. So if you sell them a behema and they mark of it, it's Lifnei Iver. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Is it because of Avacha or because Lifnei Iver? L'may nafkamina, what's nafkamina? The Islay Behema of the day, if he already has a Behema, he's still doing business with him, he's still making money, he's still going to thank his Avodah Zarah. But he has already one, and therefore there's no problem with Lifnei Iver. So that's the Nafkamina the Gemara gives, if you have a Behema. Frank the Rishonim, I have a much better Nafkamina. You know what Nafkamina is? If you don't sell him something that he can be makriv, if you sell him a hammer. If you sell him a hammer, so then you only have Avacha, you don't have Lifnei Iver. What's Lifnei Iver on that? So Dr. Rishayim, you could have said that, Echanami, you could have said that, Nafkamina. We want to say a chiddush over here, that if you have a behemah, there's no Lifnei Iver. That's what we want to say that chiddush. And the Gemara right away asks on that chiddush, v'chi islay lo'avar mishum iver le'sitim mikshol. If you have one, there's no Isser Lifnei Iver. By the time we went to the bright song, Rav Nosin, on top of our base now, Rav Nosin. V'nayin shlo yoshit odom koyshul yang nozir. How do you know you're not allowed to hand a cup of wine to a nozir? Even mechav b'noyach, and even mechav to b'noyach. Tamalemar says in the pasuk of Lifnei Iver is the mechshol. V'hocha, assuming wine, that he go to open his refrigerator and get wine. V'hocha, l'chiloy avin le'ishak le'iyu, he'll take himself. V'kavar mishum Lifnei Iver is the mechshol. And we say, there's the Isra Lifnei Iver, you know, right, Pasha's right in front of you, the wine, you hand him. He picked it up. He can pick it up himself. What's Lifnei Iver? So you see Lifnei Iver even when he could get it himself. And for the Gemara Kamei Skinner, no. You know what the case is that you now hand a nozir a cup of wine? The koi betray ivri nahara. They are on two sides of the water. That the nozir is on one side of the river, and the yid is on the other side of the river, and he can't get the wine without you bringing it to him. The economic, you have to be moist, you have to give it to him, it's only he can get it. Shema mino. So, economic, Lifnei Iver is dafka in a case where he can't get it without you. So, that's the Gemara Shaila. Is the Isra Mishnah because Lifnei Iver, or is the Mishnah because Ozel Umayda? And the Gemara's nafkamina is this nafkamina. If you have a payment ready. If you have a payment ready, it's not Lifnei Iver, but it is Havacha. And we spoke of Rishonim because an Afkamina is something that's not a Takroivus. Now, the Rishonim speak out, the Ran Ba'arichus on that face speaks out. You know, there's other things that are Mishnah also. The other things that are Mishnah are, they're not allowed to lend him something or borrow from him or lend him money or borrow money or pay him back. Those things are definitely that's Ozel Maida. There's definitely no Lifnei Iver if I lend him something. He can't be makrivit. So those things weren't a shaila Ozel Maida. The question was, in the first thing, losseis velosseis, which means doing business with him, is that a Ozel Marvich or is that a Takrivus? Why is that not so posh it's Ozel Maida? So the Ran says the reason is, because there you're not really giving him so much. When you sell someone an item, did you give him anything? No. He gave you money, and you gave him an item. It's an exchange. Same thing if you buy something, it's always an exchange. The lashon of the Ran is, He says, "Avamekach omemkar meboyalon." That's the shiloh. Mi emrina dafka b'lahashilon v'lahavoyson v'lefoyram hu deikel meichus ozol moed. Lefish is hein nenim bedava v'ene chaserim klum. I'm not missing anything. Avamekach omemkar loyal. Lefish kamoish shabal yode achefetz yoytzim betachas yode moed. Sinam yipcha hilka less v'mishum ozol moed. El mishum v'neiver. And that's the Gemara shiloh. And he says, picks up the rafminis v'cholayicha the islay behemel today. Inami the zovin lo midi dlechaz lakriva shari. Oydil mekim shabal yode mashay roy. Or maybe because he wanted this item, he coveted this item, so therefore, even though he paid for it, maybe that's called the Hana, that's the Gemara Shiloh. But the rest of the Mishnah is not a Shiloh, that's the Ran speaks out. But Kaparim, that's the Gemara Shiloh, Ozul Moida, not the Gemara is not pushed to Shiloh. And Lemaisa, the Rishonim say that the Pshitas to the Shiloh is it's Ozul Moida, like Rashi says in Daf Beis, it's Ozul Moida, not Ozul Neiver, that's Lemaisa, the Pshitas, the Shiloh comes out, that's the Loch Lemaisa, it's Ozul Moida, that's the Rishonim speak out.